Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Tracy Watcher, and she is the acting president of the Fairview Curling Club. Things were a little weird, shall we say, this season for the Fairview Curling Club, having some issues with the building there. I guess, first of all, Tracy, why don't you guys take us through kind of the situation that you guys had to sort of experience this season?
Well, they noticed in October someone was up on the arena roof doing their inspection, and they looked over at our roof, which is right beside it, and noticed that there was some kind of an issue happening, and it turns out the roof has slid, and so they've deemed the building not safe for us to be in.
And with the building, I guess, sort of unavailable for you guys, like what's kind of, how has this sort of affected, I guess, kind of the future of the club here?
Most definitely, yes. We're waiting to find out. We just recently learned that the insurance company has declined coverage. So now the full brunt of the cost will become the responsibility of the town, as they own the building. But they're telling us that they don't have the funds available, so it's going to fall back on the club and fundraising and grants and whatnot to save up for the cost of repairs or rebuilding. They have to determine which route they're going to take.
Well, either way, you know, that's obviously going to need a lot of money involved with trying to get a newer building or fixing up what you got there. Is it just kind of mainly kind of a sort of a money issue, really, that the club kind of needs more kind of fundraising and that things to sort of help sort of keep going here?
Well, once we know the scope of the work, whether they're telling us that it may be able to withstand just a new roof, but they have to determine if the foundation is strong enough, as the new roof might have to be all steel. And if it is all steel, then they have to make sure the foundation can support that. And so we don't really know the scope of even what we're fundraising for yet. We're hoping to learn that in the coming months.
Now, when it comes to sort of supporting the sport of curling in the area, like when you guys had to, obviously can't use the building right now, did a lot of the members, did they have to like go to places like, say, like, you know, Grimshaw or Spirit River or whatever else in the area just to kind of get in their curling fix? Like how did the kind of the curling community sort of react, if you will, in Fairview?
We were really fortunate. The entire Peace Country Curling Clubs, all the smaller local clubs, reached out to us. Told us they would do anything that they could do for our members to come and curl there. We were very fortunate. There is another club that's about 20 minutes away in Whitelaw, and the majority of our curlers went there. A few of them supported their leagues. The Stirlers were there twice a week in the afternoons, or pardon me, the late mornings. And then from there, a lot of our other members just supported the Bonspiels, Grimshaw, Spirit River, Whitelaw, all the kind of local areas.
And I guess when it comes to this sort of situation right now, it's just kind of gets a bit of a waiting game, kind of to figure out, okay, what's kind of sort of the next step of the process here? Like what exactly is the club kind of trying to do like right now, basically?
Yeah, that's our concern. We're actually meeting tomorrow night as an executive, so I don't have any specific plans, but basically the town has told us we have to wait for that foundation study to be done, so we can determine if it's a new roof or a total rebuild. They're telling us that could take a couple of months to even get that research done. And then from there, then we'll know what our game plan is. But we for sure will not be curling next year. And in my own opinion, I doubt we'll be even curling the year after. But hopefully I'm incorrect.
Well, hopefully things kind of work out for you guys out there regardless. Tracy Watcher, the acting president of the Fairview Curling Club, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for the call.